The Africa Report.
A very good morning to you, Sir Jean-Jacques Garnish. How are you this morning?
Bonjour to you, Abs. I'm immensely well.
Thank you so much once again for joining us on the Early Breakfast Show. And let's talk about Kenya's elections. What else can go wrong?
Well, you know, Raila Odinga, this is the ultimate go-wrong, because Raila Odinga is now withdrawn, saying there's no prospect of a free poll on October the 26th. He's made certain demands of the government, trying to get concessions and failed to get those. He wants new machinery that the Electoral Commission would use to avoid what he believes was the rigging last time. He wants people in that race that are not there. There's several scenarios now facing Kenya. What do they do with the Electoral Commission? Simply declare Uhuru Kenyatta the winner. He won it last time round with a 9% lead, 54% of the ballot. 1.5 million votes in the lead. And that's certainly what his followers are saying. But there are many things that can happen. What we're looking for, though, what we're looking at, I'm afraid, is a very ugly standoff in a country that has had a rather unhappy history of electoral violence. And so, you know, what next is what we're all looking for. Will they remain peaceful? Of course, Odinga could go back to court and call for a completely fresh election. What would the Supreme Court do about that? So many questions and so much tension.
And we ask then, what were the voices of the librarians?
Well, you know, they, amazingly, we are lauding Ellen Johnson Sirleaf and her amazing heritage in Liberia. Liberians themselves are fairly critical indeed. Her vice president, Joseph Boakai, has distanced himself from her, and they're fighting it out there. It's been a peaceful vote thus far, but we really do hope that whoever loses will accept it. It doesn't look, Abs, as though we're going to get a result today when counting stops. We're going to have a runoff of the two major contenders, and the two major contenders that I'm looking at, I think, are George Weah, the former football star, and Boakai, the vice president, and that will be next month. But whoever wins must, the loser has to accept it, or we could have a return to the tension, you know, which the Civil War, 15 years of it, had killed 250,000 people. So, you know, the problems Liberia faces now, and their significant problems, pale compared to the problems they faced during the Civil War, and that was what Ellen Johnson Sirleaf had to lead them out of.
And talking about a conversation every country has to have, Cameroon, the whole discussion between English and French speakers.
You know, we've spoken about the conflict that has raised. It started with teachers and lawyers not wanting to have French forced upon them in court and in school, and then that protest has grown. Now, what we're hearing, though, is that this fight, and I actually ran into a Cameroonian yesterday, an Anglophone Cameroonian, you know, showing me pictures of what had been happening. There's been a very severe crackdown by the authorities on in those English-speaking regions in the northwest and southwest of the country. But what it is about is economic deprivation. They maintain that they're being marginalized. And that is a problem that is really so tearing at the heart of the Cameroonian society. This is something that started with Germany that ran the country in the 19th century and then persisted when France and the United Kingdom took over until independence in the early 60s. That you know, it's one of the bad legacies of colonialism, one of the many bad legacies of colonialism. And it's something that Cameroon has to come out of if it's going to continue and to has any hope of prospering economically, because this, as I say, is getting to the very heart of the country, and the authorities, by cracking down, are not putting an end to the dispute.
Monsieur Jean-Jacques Garnish, thank you so much, sir. We chat tomorrow. Adama.
Adama.